Royal Caribbean's new Quantum Ultra-class ship recently departed the shipyard in Germany and headed to the Ems River and out to sea. During the journey, Odyssey of the Seas passed through two bridges and an autobahn tunnel. Despite only being a 20-mile journey, the conveyance took over 10 hours because of how slowly the ship had to maneuver through the shallow water. Beginning in May, Odyssey will spend her maiden season sailing from Israel to Cyprus and Greece. And the U.S. Travel Association is seeking government support to encourage more travel. It's also urging the government to create a more solid roadmap on reopening the U.S. borders to international travel. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for a clear direction from the CDC so that cruise ships can begin preparing to sail again from American ports. A recent poll from the American Travel Association indicates that there's a pent-up demand for travel. It suggests that 80% of Americans want to travel within the next 6 months, and 60% are already making plans. And finally, to celebrate International Women's Day this year, Celebrity Cruises is hosting a virtual event with female leaders within the company. It'll include Celebrity's president and CEO Lisa Lutoff-Perlo, as well as the first American female cruise ship captain, Kate McHugh. Later on today, the women will connect to discuss last year's Women's Day cruise featuring an all-female bridge team aboard Celebrity Edge. You can catch the conversation on Celebrity's Facebook page later on today at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. In a brutal day for cruise line stocks on Friday, Carnival Corporation down 5% to 26.09, Royal Caribbean 86.51 down 5.5%, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings down 12%, 28.85. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.